But of course, we have a way to measure that now on a continuous basis with a sensor that detects blood glucose, and it's important because we could detect hyperglycemia that otherwise wouldn't be known, and also hypoglycemia. And you can see the red dots in this particular patient's case were finger sticks, which would have missed both ends. But by continuous monitoring, it captures all that vital information. The future of this, though, is being able to move this to a band-aid type phenomena, and that's not so far away. So let me just give you very quickly 10 top targets for wireless medicine. All these things are possible. Some of them are very close or already, as you heard, available today in some way or form. Alzheimer's disease, there's 5 million people affected, and you can check vital signs, activity, balance, asthma, a large number. We could detect things like pollen count, air quality, respiratory rate, breast cancer. I'll show you an example of that real quickly. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, depression. There's a great approach to that, and mood disorders, diabetes, I've just mentioned, heart failure, we already talked about, hypertension, 74 million people could have continuous blood pressure monitoring to come up with a much better management and prevention. And obesity, we already talked about the ways to get to that, and sleep disorders.